All right, good afternoon, everybody. Friday evening. Tonight, lucky enough to have Point Borough coach David Drew. David, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having all the coaches that you've had on. You've been doing a great job. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate the support. How was it, you know, first week, you know, first official week? How's everything looking?
You know, every day is a blessing. That's got to be the number one goal, you know, when we're out there on the court and playing with each other. I mean, there's nothing better. So, you know, we're lucky enough right now to have 5 days of that in a row, and we're hoping to keep that up. And, you know, obviously we're one of the lucky ones right now because, as we know, some schools are already in a two-week lockdown. And, you know, like I said, it's just a blessing. I love being out there with those kids and just seeing them. You know, having fun together, you know, tells me that we're doing the right thing. We are doing the right thing, although it's going to be difficult. But, you know, we really do feel like we're doing the right thing.
Now, you ran the summer league, which is, you know, was probably the first, you know, competitive, you know, event, you know, that was happening, whether even, you know, counting AAU, you know, because there's no local AAU going on, you know, people were going all over, you know, different states. Do you think that gave you an advantage, you know, gives you an advantage running an event like that, you know, taking already known the protocols and precautions going into this season?
I would love to say yes, but I would have to say this. I mean, things change every single day and, you know, and you have to stay on top of them and you got to be ready for, you know, a change tomorrow. So definitely when we ran the thing in the summer, we ran the league in the summer, you know, we went through every single protocol and, you know, we had a PowerPoint for everything and shared with the coaches and shared with the parents. And, you know, that summer league happened because of, you know, the coaches. You know, the coaches did a great job making sure that the players were doing a great job and vice versa with the parents. So that was awesome. It was definitely good. And it definitely got my mind thinking about kind of the right protocols. You know, I don't know if you know this, but I also coach football.
Yes.
So, you know, we also had those protocols when they came back. So, yeah, like I said, I mean, it changes quite often. And staying on top of it is the most important thing for the safety of the kids.
Yeah, you know, I was at that event every Monday pretty much. And, you know, I saw all the protocols in place and, you know, it ran smoothly. There was no issues. I think only one team came out and it wasn't no fault of their own. So, you know, it's, you know, we follow the protocols, everything works.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you could do everything right and still, you know, something can happen, you know. Yeah. So, you know, it's just, hey, it is what it is. Like I said, it's a blessing that we have every single day that we've had and we're hoping to have tomorrow and the weeks after this, but one day at a time right now.
Well, just recap last season. There's some good wins, some, you know, some bad losses. Just talk about what was the goal you set before the season started last year and the message you were sending to the team that you wanted to achieve.
We knew that we'd be in a rebuilding year. You know, we've been in a kind of a rebuilding structure for the last couple of years. But, you know, when we had Kate Liturgis come back to the team, we knew that our expectations could be raised a little bit. And we certainly put them out there. You know, and I think that, you reach for the stars. I think that's how it goes. And you fall amongst, you know, or reach for the moon and you fall amongst the stars or something like that. So, you know, we wanted to make that short conference tournament last year. And then we had a chance to play Donovan Catholic when we were 9-10. And if we were able to pull off that win, you know, we would have qualified for the short conference tournament at 10-10, which would have been a major accomplishment for our program last year. And you know what? We were leading that halftime. You know, we were feeling good. We were feeling strong. But we knew how good Donovan Catholic was, and they beat us, you know, and we did not qualify for that tournament. And you know what? It took a little bit, you know, of momentum from us to get us back on track. And, you know, we were able to come back and beat a strong Point Beach team and lose a couple of other, you know, really close games. But that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to be more competitive than we were the years before. And that's exactly what we were.
Just want to talk about Kate real quick. What impressed me most was, you know, probably majority of the time, maybe the best player on the court, but she, you know, so unselfish, you know, she tried at least the games I was at, you know, she moves the ball, gets everyone involved in your offense. And, you know, it was disappointed to hear that, you know, she wasn't going to, you know, play at the next level. Cause you know, she's a good talent. What did she mean, you know, coming back to the program, you know, and, you know, help setting the message that you're trying to get to the younger kids?
You're really only as good as your senior leaders. And last year I had three wonderful senior leaders in Rachel Wisniewski, Megan Feehan, and Kate Liturgis. Kate was, and we had many nicknames for her. You know, we called her the big cat, we called her Supergirl. But the thing that I loved most about those seniors was that they really believed in the team philosophy of being together. You know, that nobody is bigger than the program and that only together could we achieve our goals. And those girls really, really implemented that and set the culture in our program that is going to last for a long time because of them. You know, I'm already seeing that this year with our program now. But Kate was certainly, a leader in every aspect of the game, on and off the court, in the classroom, along with Megan and Rachel as well.
Before we preview, your team this season, what are some of the challenges that, we talked about the protocols and everything, but what are some of the challenges that, you're seeing and the players are seeing, as the season's getting ready to start?
I think the girls are loving being in the gym. I think they're so happy to be in the gym. And I don't know that there's any real challenges for them to get in the gym. They love it, I mean, they just absolutely love it. But don't get us wrong. I mean, don't get me wrong. Everybody has COVID in the back of their mind. But you know what? When we walk into the gym, we're lucky. Like I said earlier, we're lucky to have this day. We're lucky to be here. We're blessed to have this day. And that's it. I mean, so once we're in the gym, there's no issue. There's none whatsoever. But they have to fill out COVID forms. They have to have their temperatures checked. We have to wear masks in our pregame and, we got to wear a mask when we're warming up and, I don't know, maybe that's a challenge. Maybe it is. Maybe that answers your question, but I'll be honest with you. When they walk into that gym, we're ready to go.
That's great. I'm going to switch gears, talk about your players a little bit. I got to see your team a couple of times, throughout the summer. Your senior leader, Lila, I got to interview her during the summer, great girl. What are you expecting out of her this year? Her last season, she sets the pace for your team. Nice outside shot. To me, last season was one of the best foul shooters I saw, consistency wise. At games I went, she very rarely missed at the foul line. So could you just talk about her a little bit?
Sure. I mean, Lila's been a starter for me for 3 years. She'll be a starter here for 4 years in our program. And she has the potential to be a 1,000-point scorer. Yeah. If it was a regular season, she'd probably get it pretty easily. But with a shortened season and maybe even some games that we might not get in, it's going to be difficult for her to do that. But she is that type of player. So on any given night, she could put in a lot of points. And like you said, I mean, she could shoot the ball very well. But not only that, she can drive to the basket and create opportunities for her teammate as well. So I think that's what I'm looking for more out of my senior leader this year is to, definitely score. I mean, we need someone to score the basketball, but to keep, the barrel basketball way going, which is, go in there, make sure you're creating and make sure that you're playing this game together and not just for yourself. And I fully expect Lila to be doing that this year.
Looking at your roster, it seemed like you were sophomore heavy on your roster last year. So juniors this year.
Yeah.
Let's start with, Farah, saw how hard she worked. She's a multi-sport, athlete. She worked very hard on her basketball game, and I saw a drastic improvement just from the end of the season to what I saw during the summer league. She looked pretty good. What role you expect her to play, and you expect her, to make a big jump from last season?
Absolutely, 100%. I'm expecting a big jump from Jen. But I don't want to put too much pressure on her. Like I said, this is a team game and we're going to play team basketball. But certainly if Jen could get us a couple more points, that makes us a better team. But and she will. I mean, she's having a great first 5 days of practice here. And, I'm really excited to see what she has to offer. Her athleticism is on par with some of the best people that I've had in my program over the years. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what Jen Farah can do for our program this year.
Player that stood out last year, the first time I got to see your team play, was Molly Burns. To me, she just does a little bit of everything, assists, steals, rebounds. Every team needs a player like that. What do you think you're going to get out of, Molly this season?
Well, of course, I want everything that she did last year. And then being a junior, I want her to be a little bit better, right? You know,
yeah.
So she fits that mold just like Jen Farris. She's super athletic. And like you said, she can do a little bit of everything, and she's not afraid to get her nose dirty. So, you know, that's something that's really, you know, you can't really teach. It's just somebody has it, and she has it. And I'm looking forward to seeing her have a breakout year just like Jen.
Another sophomore that saw, you know, pretty significant time and had a big impact, Erica. Can you talk about her a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, if I had to give a most improved award from last year to this year, you know, I would certainly go with Erica Marinelli right now. You know, her drives to the basket, her shooting, everything is better. But you know what I love about Erica Marinelli right now is her leadership. She's doing everything right in the pre-practice and getting her shots up and, you know, getting shots up after practice. But she's also helping her teammates, you know, in practice and working on this move and working on that move. And you know, that's leadership. And that's something that, you know, with a young roster like that we have, that we really need. And Erica's bringing that to the table right now.
Yeah, it was impressive, you know, how many sophomores you had that actually, you know, had contributed to the team. I think missing Chelsea, another sophomore. Do you think she's gonna have a bigger role this season?
Definitely. And Chelsea's also, I mean, she's having a great preseason. You know, one thing that we always try to do is be better than the day we were before. You know, and in 5 days of practice, I see that from Chelsea. Chelsea has a nice shot, you know, from the outside. She can certainly drive to the basket. She's another girl who's not afraid to mix it up, get some rebounds, play hard, get on the floor. You know, and I fully expect Chelsea to do exactly what she did last year and then some.
You had two freshmen that saw minutes on the varsity level, Molly and Madison, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Talk about them, and have you seen the improvement that you've seen from your sophomore class and your junior class?
100%. 100% seen the improvement from both Madison and Molly. These two girls are terrific athletes. You know, maybe they would both say that soccer is probably their better sport, but I love soccer girls on the basketball court. They defend very well. They're very fast. They have quick feet. But really, Madison and Molly both have very good outside shots, the ability to get to the basket and create for their teammates. And I am definitely expecting much more minutes from them this year and really looking forward to being so much deeper on our bench and playing just a high-paced game, you know, much quicker game.
I like to ask the coaches this, especially the public school coaches. Do you think having a good relationship with the grammar schools or the rec programs helps feed and keep the kids local to, you know, where they don't go to the St. Rose's RBCs and the SJVs or, you know, Point Pleasant, even the Donovan area? Do you think, you know, building that relationship helps feed the program?
Absolutely, 100%. You know, our program, we run a rec camp for free for every kid in Point Pleasant Borough to attend. And last year we did it twice. You know, so building those relationships with your middle school and your rec programs is super important. The fact of the matter is this: if people want to go somewhere else, they're going to go somewhere else. But you know, that's not going to change. But I will tell you this: we're trying to build a culture here in Point Pleasant that we want people who want to be here.
Yeah.
And if people want to go somewhere else, then that's just what's going to happen. But we are together. We take that together philosophy, and we take it much further than just our varsity program.
Yeah.
We go and we watch games of our middle school. We do it as a team. Obviously, we can't do that this year. We go to the rec games, and we sit and we watch those games. We attend the all-star games. We help out with their all-star practices. We run camps for them. Yes, building a relationship with the younger girls in our town is huge. You know, and one of our messages that we always tell our girls at the high school level is to never underestimate the power of influence that you have under the younger generations. My daughter is 10 years old and all of her friends are 10 years old, and they love coming and watching these girls play basketball. And it's not so much about winning and losing, it's how you play the game. These girls in Point Borough, they play tough, and we're excited to keep that tradition going.
Speaking of that, do you have any incoming freshmen that you think are going to make an impact or, you know, see any minutes for your squad?
Absolutely. You know, we have this girl named Emily Ehrman, who's coming in. She had a great middle school year. She played for us in the summer and she played for us in the fall. You know, and she's tremendous. In the 5 days of practice, you wouldn't know that she's a freshman. She certainly looks like an upperclassman. She's got the build of an upperclassman. And I don't want to tell people too much about her because I want her to surprise everybody on the court. But definitely, Emily Ehrman is a heck of a player. Heck of a player.
Just want to go through the schedule real quick.
If I could just take you back one more, you know, there's a couple of people that you missed. We had a junior, Kira Munyon. Kira Munyon played started for us quite a bit last year and played as a defensive girl. But you know, she's another one who had a great summer and a great fall, and an even better first 5 days of practice. She is going to be one of our top players, and we're really looking forward to seeing her. But some other girls like Heather Kimmack and Olivia Valente and Marissa McHugh, you know, these girls who were, role players last year, they will see some varsity time. And I know we talked about 13 different girls, that's my philosophy. We're going to play a lot of girls. We're going to play a little bit faster this year, and we're going to put a lot of pressure on teams.
Shocked. I'm disappointed I missed Kira because she was number two in rebounds with 106 rebounds, which is impressive as a sophomore. You know, she was behind, you know, obviously everybody knows Kate, you know, and she, yeah. You know, she led in most stats, but you know, she take Kate out. She led your team in rebounds, which is impressive. Absolutely. as a sophomore. So yeah, I apologize for missing that one. Do you think having, you know, so many good, you know, good pieces helps bring out the competition, you know, at the practices? And you know, everyone says competition makes you better. Are you seeing that?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. You know, one of the things about COVID, you know, and some teams are able to do this and some teams are not able to do it, but we did choose to separate our practices. So we do have a varsity practice and we do have a JV practice, and we're trying to make sure that there's no cross-contamination if something were to happen. So that happens. So there's positives to that and there's negatives to that, but let's just stick with the positives. The positive is that, you know, the 13 girls who are on the varsity are just getting that many more reps. Mm-hmm. So that's been great. It's been awesome. There are some negatives to it, but the positives are that these girls are getting many more reps than they ever did. So we're seeing the improvement come that much faster.
A majority of the coaches that I'm speaking to, they're doing it similar to keeping the JV separate from, and I know a lot of soccer programs, they did similar things. I know Shore Regional did. That's why when they had the positive case, or, you know, they played Rumson, and Rumson had the positive case, they didn't miss any games. Their JV squad just, you know, filled in. So, you know, that also has, you know, one of the positives, if something happens, because it's going to be tough to reschedule games in the condensed season where the team will have the option, you know, the JV has been separate, you know, we can run the JV, just to get the games in. Because right now, you know, you talk to the players, you know, after this long year, they just want to get on the court. They don't care, you know, who they're playing, what the outcome is. They just want to get the reps. And like you said, they're getting in the gym and, you know, they're not worrying about anything. They're just, you know, enjoying, you know, finally playing the basketball.
Yeah, being the kids that they should be.
Just talk your division real quick, then I'll let you go. Obviously, Manchester is probably, you know, is the cream of the crop for your division, but pretty competitive division, I think. You know, after Manchester, you know, Jackson Liberty, you two played two good games. You know, the one game went down. You know, they had a chance to tie it at the buzzer, and I think you were trailing at halftime that game, and you guys came back. If I remember, the one at Liberty, because that was the first time we met.
Yeah, I think we're down 15 points, but you know, who knows.
But you know, it just showed the heart of your team coming back and winning that game. And you know, Pinelands and Barnegat, I know Pinelands is bringing back their whole team. Barnegat, I don't know much about, but what do you think of the pod you're in, so to say, and how do you think you're gonna fare?
I think that you know, the athletic directors and the coaches association tried to do the best that they could to make sure that people had a season. And it, like you said earlier, it didn't really matter where teams wound up as long as you're playing. We all know who Manchester is, you know, but I'm going to tell you this. One thing that we want to do is we want to play more competitively against a team like that. And then, you know, if you want to talk about Jackson Liberty, you know, we've had some battles over the last couple of years, and we've been lucky enough to be in the situation we were at the end of the game. But we're expecting the same battle coming, this year. So those are going to be great games. Pinelands, like you said, is bringing back everybody. And if you look at the scores of those games, they were both pretty close. So, we know that we're going to be locked into some really good games. And then Barnegat and Lakewood, you know, you got to show up and play. You know, yeah. you can't just come in there and expect to win, because either one of them, both of them played us tough last year in a couple of the games. So, we got to come ready to play just like everybody else does. And we're hoping that to be very competitive this year.
Yeah. All right, Coach, I appreciate you taking time out tonight and talking to me. Me and you could probably talk forever, but I'll let you go. But I wish you luck this season. You know, hopefully everyone stays healthy and safe out there and we get through this season. And, you know, hopefully by 2021-22 season, everything's back to normal.
Yeah, here. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for interviewing all the other coaches and keep it up and getting the names out there, these girls. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, your interview unlucky number 13.
My favorite number.
That was my Mark Jackson. That was my number. Nice. So, all right, Coach.
All right. Thank you.